Edgar Wright, celebrated for his kinetic direction and signature fast-cut editing style, is known for films like Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and Baby Driver. However, less known to the public is a lost film from his early career, Carbolic Soap. Despite Wright's later success, Carbolic Soap remains an elusive piece of his filmography, shrouded in mystery and intrigue among fans and cinephiles. This is Land of the Lost, Carbolic Soap. Carbolic Soap was allegedly conceived as a short film during Wright's formative years as a filmmaker in the early 1990s, before he broke into mainstream cinema. He was honing his craft with short films and low-budget productions, often inspired by British humor and local culture. According to interviews, the idea for Carbolic Soap stemmed from Wright's fascination with the everyday absurdities of British life, particularly the commonplace household items that form part of the nation's cultural fabric. Carbolic soap, a strong-smelling red soap, often associated with schoolrooms and old-fashioned cleaning, was used as a symbol of nostalgia and harsh realities of working-class life. Details about the plot remain speculative, but sources suggest that Carbolic Soap was intended to be a surreal, dark comedy exploring themes of cleanliness, social class, and identity. Wright's early style, filled with fast-paced visual humor and homages to genre cinema, would likely have infused the film with a unique blend of humor and horror. Carbolic Soap was reportedly shot on a shoestring budget, with Wright taking on multiple roles, including writer, director, and editor. It was made in the early 1990s, predating his more well-known early works like A Fistful of Fingers, 1995. The film featured a small cast of local actors and was shot on 16mm film, a medium that Wright frequently employed during his early years. More after this break. Despite Wright's enthusiasm, the film faced several production challenges. As it was an independent, low-budget project, there were issues with funding, location permits, and equipment failures. Moreover, the original negatives and other production materials were allegedly misplaced during a transition period when Wright moved from his hometown of Wells, Somerset, to London to pursue bigger projects. Some reports claim that the film reels were lost in a fire, while others suggest they were simply misplaced in storage and never recovered. Though Carbolic Soap never saw the light of day, its existence has taken on almost mythic proportions in certain cinephile circles. Wright himself has referenced the film in interviews, often humorously downplaying its quality and chalking it up as part of his learning experience as a young filmmaker. Despite this, fans have long been curious to see the lost short, hoping that it might one day resurface. In an interview around the release of The World's End, 2013, Wright commented, "Carbolic Soap was one of those projects where everything that could go wrong did, but it taught me a lot about perseverance. I think it's better left to the imagination now." Though many believe Carbolic Soap is permanently lost, some speculate that it could still be out there, sitting in a storage facility or private collection, waiting to be rediscovered. Given Wright's current stature in Hollywood, there is significant interest in uncovering his lost film, either as a piece of lost media or as a window into his creative evolution. In recent years, as lost media has become a more popular subject online, efforts to track down any remaining footage or materials related to Carbolic Soap have intensified. Fans, amateur film historians, and internet detectives have scoured archives, interviewed former collaborators, and sifted through Wright's old social media posts for clues. So far, no concrete evidence has emerged that the film survives in any form.